We're talking to Norwalk senior Vinny Morrow, who just announced his commitment to go play baseball up at DMAC. First of all, Vinny, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Tell me about your decision to attend DMAC and join the baseball program up there.
So, the huge thing for me, like in choosing DMAC, was the coaching staff. There was obviously a lot of other like components that like helped me make my decision there, but I have to say the coaching staff was like the top thing for me. Everyone through like the head coach down to like the strength and conditioning coach, I have a really good relationship with. And I just think like if you do choose the JUCO route, at like the top thing about the at like you have to like but like a head of the others is like the coaching staff. So yeah.
Well, very good. So, it is the junior college route. I guess now that you've made your commitment to DMAC, what's kind of the long-term goal after junior college? You know, where are you looking to go after that?
I've always had, the dream or, like, the aspiration of playing a Division I baseball. So, like, I'd say that that is probably, like, the top thing for me. If that doesn't work out, like I'll be happy to go play at a different four-year school at a Division II school or anything like that. So.
And it sounds like based on what you're saying, DMAC is kind of the full package, is it right? As far as the academics and the baseball program facilities and everything like that, right?
Yeah. Like I took a visit there during spring break this past year, and they just built like a brand new gym, a brand new weight room, a brand new athletic training room and all that kind of stuff. Like if you want to talk about that, and then like if you talk about like this, the academics and all that kind of stuff, like it's top notch, I think, in my opinion. And then another great thing about the school is that they have a really good like program that helps get like kids onto like 4-year schools. So that's awesome. And like at the end of the day, that's the reason you're there, is to try and move on to a 4-year school for sure. So yeah.
Now, is this going to be in Ankeny or Boone, or which campus is that?
Is this Boone? Yeah.
Boone. Okay.
Yeah. All the sports are up there, so yeah, it'll be in Boone.
I gotcha. Well, of course, it's a little bit further away from home than the Ankeny campus, but I guess what does it mean for you to still be, pretty close, within a quick drive of back home in Norwalk?
I was just taking up about this the other day. Like, it's actually really nice for me because, I can probably come home on the weekends. I can come home and probably maybe like a couple times a week and have dinner with my parents for sure. And then like if we're like on my parents' like perspective, they can come up and watch me and all that kind of stuff. It's only like a half hour away, so that's awesome for them. So and I've been bet they're happy about that too. So.
Well, very good. Just kind of looking at the coaching staff here on DMAC's website, Nick Mishler, the head coach. What's your relationship like with him so far?
He's awesome. I don't even think that's the word for it. He's been there for me every step of the way, like my recruiting process. Like he just wants the best for everyone, and he's gonna do whatever he can to help you like reach your goals and aspirations. He and him, text back and forth, kind of a lot. So, and then I would say if you're talking about Coach Higginbotham, he was there for me. He was the person like I really like talked to throughout like the winter time and all that kind of stuff. Then like Coach Johnson, the strength and condition coach, like we first talked of during last fall time, and you know like I believe like 100% like he's gonna help me like in the weight room and put on over like 20 pounds or so. So yeah, like, but like how I mentioned before, like the coaching staff is absolutely awesome, and I want to change it for the world. So
very good. Well, speaking of coaching staff, talk about what Coach Weedman and all the coaches there at Norwalk, how they've kind of helped you develop into a college-caliber player.
I would say Coach Weedman and all the coaches on our baseball team, like, really do a good job of, like, the fundamentals of things. And they, I would say Coach Weedman has really, really helped me, like, on my mechanics and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's really, really important when it comes to pitching and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, and then, like, if you're talking about Coach Weedman and, like, how he helped me out with, like, my, like, recruiting process, like, I just thank him for, you know, putting in, a good word for me and all that kind of stuff. Like, he's helped me out. Like, he's talked to coaches this year. So, you know, I'm looking forward to my last year of playing baseball for him, because I know at this I'm really going to miss it for sure. So
I guess another important thing here, so I know you've kind of alternated between shortstop and pitcher here. What are you doing at DMAC? Is it kind of the same thing? Or
At DMAC, I'm just going to go there. At DMAC, I'm just going to go there and pitch. Yeah, I'm just going to head over there and pitch. So this will be my last year of, you know, playing shortstop and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, on that same note, have the coaches at DMAC kind of given you some pointers of, you know, maybe some aspects of your game that they want to see some improvement on, you know, before you get to DMAC?
Yeah, DMAC has came and watched me pitch this year kind of a lot. You know, they probably came out to about three or four of my games this year that I pitched. You know, like, I would talk afterwards with, like, with Coach with the head coach, and like he would you know, like, help me out with my mechanics and figure out what I was doing wrong, and like give me some suggestions that could help me out for the next time. You know, but like if we're talking about what like I need to like improve on, I mean they really have touched on that, but I can tell you that, like, I believe I can go on to TMAC and make a huge impact on the team. So,
well, very good. So you got your senior year here left. Just started it here earlier this week. Are you planning on playing basketball again here this winter?
Yeah, I'm gonna play basketball this year. You know, it's not like, you know, it's my last year playing this year for basketball. I'm just going to go out there and have some fun with it, and, you know, just get ready for baseball at that same time. So it'll be fun. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, enjoy my senior year because it goes by fast.
What else are you looking forward to with your senior year?
You know, like I hope, like homecoming doesn't get canceled because of, like, all this COVID that's going around. Again, I hope prom doesn't get canceled, and I'm just looking forward to, like, spending time with my friends, going on, like, a spring break trip, so it should be fun for sure.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to share about yourself or about going to DMAC or anything before we wrap up?
You know, like, I don't really got nothing else. I was just, like, like I mentioned before, you know, like this whole like recruiting thing was pretty stressful for me. You know, I just kind of once I made the phone call to them and told them I was going to be a Bear, you know, I was happy, I was relieved, and now I can just focus on working hard. So.
Oh, one more thing before we wrap up. What are you going to be studying at DMACC? Do you know yet?
I don't really have an idea yet, but like I really want to go on like the speech pathology. So I don't know if they have like a program up there yet or not, because it's only a 2-year school. So I mean, they can do speech pathology. I'll just go into business. So, you know.
Well, again, that's been Norwalk senior Vinny Morrow, a recent DMACC baseball commit. Again, Vinny, I appreciate the time, and congrats on making your big decision to go to DMACC.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure.